as a result of this investigation, it's been determined that in all probability there is actual truth in the allegations. The pilot of one of the F-105s, the Major Tolman, when he reported back after the mission, he said that he might have inadvertently spaced the ship. He reported this to Colonel Broughton, who was his acting wing commander, upon his return. Colonel Broughton suppressed this information. He said he suppressed it because twice out of 97 missions on which he, Colonel Broughton, had flown, Major Tolman had saved him from being shot down, and he didn't want to get him in trouble. When General Ryan went out there and really put the finger on him, they came up with the truth. Colonel Broughton exposed the film. When you shoot this particular gun in an F-105, the camera also works. When you pull the trigger on the gun, you pull the trigger on the camera. So he exposed the film without it being developed, so there'd be no evidence. In other words, he just plain lied about it. He lied about it all the way up the line. And of course, I'll take care of him for that in due course. But I thought you should know that in all probability, in my own mind, without a doubt, that ship was straight.
Well, it's very, very serious and very regrettable.
I know it is. They should have
said so. I hope you'll take appropriate steps to...
Well, I'll take care of that.
Not only prevent it from ever happening again, but see that...
Well, the thing that disturbs me is not the fact that the ship was saved. The thing that disturbs me is the fact that the commander lied about it.
Well, they're both very serious.
Both very serious. Well, they're both very serious, yes. The ship wasn't attacked on purpose, but it definitely was. It definitely was, in my opinion, safe with 20mm ammunition by this pilot, who admitted it when he came back. He said he picked it up in his sights. He was shooting at everything he could see because he was being shot at himself. And when he came back, he admitted it.
Ship wasn't shooting at him, was it?
He said that he didn't see any fire coming from the ship. Although he thought it was, might have been shooting at him. Everything else was shooting at him. But he admitted that he could not definitely say that there was any fire coming from the ship.
What's the record of this major?
Oh, he's got a very good record. The major admitted it, Mr. President, when he got back. The colonel, who was the acting wing commander, and who himself has had 97 missions over North Vietnam, he is the individual who is responsible for suppressing the information. And he exposed this film before it was, so it couldn't be developed, in front of another officer, a Major Ferguson, who was also on the flight, but who did not participate in any strafing. Only one individual out of four aircraft who did any strafing, and that was Major Tolman, T-O-L-M-A-N.
Well, our boys have done great service to their country, but this is a disservice.
It certainly is.
It's very regrettable. I know that you ought to go into a detailed secretary and you ought to take the appropriate steps.
Well, we will.
Secretary
we'll take the appropriate steps.
Secretary of Defense to see that the truth is made known and that appropriate steps are taken to try to prevent it in the future and correct what's been done here.
Well, we'll brief Mr. Rusk is being briefed on the whole thing, but so for his meeting tomorrow. But I wanted personally to tell you what I have determined.
Thank you. Thank you, General.
Yes, sir.
Are you waiting?
Hello, sir.